show. It's a Saturday matinee. I got something to say.
Well, kiss my ass.
Let's do it. Lady at the Spinning Head. I love that song. I love the guitar lick on that song. Badass. Edge. Anyway. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Stan the Joke Man show. Stan the Joke Man on the mic. You know, speaking of U2, my wife told me this morning that U2 was kind enough to send Taylor Swift a whole bunch of flowers out there on her Eras tour. Yeah, she's in Dublin, I guess. And being the old veterans of rock and roll and the biggest freaking band that ever walked into Ireland, it's really cool. They sent Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, her wife, whole bunch of flowers with a note that said something along the lines of, please don't tear it down. That's a very nice compliment if you're a Taylor Swift fan. They're acknowledging just how freaking phenomenally big Taylor Swift is. That's probably the biggest act to ever set foot on Irish soil. And now that Travis Kelce's running up on the stage every night, spread his butt cheeks for everybody. Well, that's just icing on the cake. Yeah, I guarantee you half of Ireland will be at that show. All right. And I'll bet nobody's drunk. That's right, folks. I'm a second-generation Irishman. I come from the Conley clan out there in Belfast. The other half of me is Shawnee Indian.
Blue Jackets, great, 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 grandkid.
I can definitely outdrink you, and when we're done, I'll scalp your ass. Okay, why did I interrupt your Saturday? Sorry. I'll shut the fuck up about me, and why did I interrupt your Saturday? All right, here we go. I don't trust polls. I don't like wishful thinking, and I don't live in denial all the time. I accept the fact. Joe Biden, it was a lukewarm at best debate performance the other night. Everybody's beating up on Joe Biden about the disastrous debate performance as though he should have come out there doing backflips and cartwheels to make him fucking happy.
I think he should have spread his butt cheeks like Kelce.
Ugh. No, you sick bastard. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah, I'm not a big fan of fucking polls. I'm not a big fan of flash over substance. Yeah, the light bulb all the dumbass moths are attracted to. I'm the moth that sits over on the wood pile flipping everybody off for being so fucking stupid. Well, I'm breathing a little sigh of relief this morning knowing that the majority of the country feels as I do according to the first credible post-debate poll. Biden's poll numbers went through the frickin' roof after the debate the other night. As a matter of fact, they said Biden lost absolutely no ground. Yeah, he may have gained, but Trump definitely went down after that debate performance, folks. That's why I'm smiling today. People aren't buying the flash over fucking substance anymore. They're starting to take a look at the fucking substance before the damn flash. Yeah. Take the flash and wipe your dick off with it. What's behind it, motherfuckers? And I'm thankful. God, I'm thankful. Thank God Almighty. Now let's talk about the polling organization that gathered this information, okay? Because I don't just look at any fucking poll and go with that. I look at the group behind the poll. I worked in radio for a long fucking time. And seeing how fucking slanted and fucked up Arbitron was, and how bullshit it was, yeah. Biden leads Trump now, 52-47%. That is according. Morning Consult Holdings Incorporated. It's a media bias fact check organization. They do one thing. Bias and credibility fact check every fucking thing. That's how come they're hired by Politico, Fortune, New York Times, Bloomberg News, and the United States government. They don't just send out a bunch of fucking mail out leaflets and hope to get them back. And, yeah, you take four or five and that decides everybody out of millions. No. They actually get in touch with 2,000 fucking people in market-based research. And these guys do hardcore market research. And they do it the right way. And according to their post-debate polls, Joe Biden is now leading Donald Trump 52% to 47%, folks.
I bet Donnie's pooping.
I don't care what he's doing. He's not even fit to be running and representing my old party, and shame on them for electing them as their fucking representative. But what more do you expect to get from men who have no convictions of their own? Chicken shit, shifting weight from one foot to the other all the time, turning on one another, even their own families. I've never seen a larger collection of pussies more subservient to somebody that's got a thicker wallet than them. You want to trust your family's well-being and your community's well-being to them? Well, you're just a fucking moron. We need to start putting more poor boys back in charge. Poor, smart guys, okay? Listen to me. Your status quo of rich, stupid fucking lawyers in the White House ain't going to cut it anymore. I'm talking to the Republican Party. You've been getting your ass whipped decade after decade by putting fucktards in the White House. George W. Bush is a fucking idiot. Yeah, his daddy wasn't much better. They were foot soldiers. I'm sick and fucking tired of lawyer presidents. Enough! And I'm sick and fucking tired of corporate greed, slush fund manager fucking presidents. Yeah, and even running for them like Mitt Romney. Donald Trump, too. Fuck them. They feed your cynicism and get you to do their dirty bit'em for them. Yeah, they keep their hands nice and clean while you do all the dirty work and find yourself in fucking prison. You guys have got to wake up and pull your head out of your ass. I'm not saying these things to hurt you. I'm trying to reach you. Is this a sermon?
Well, hallelujah. I must be stoned. I am. It's not even high noon yet. Fucking A.
Hey, y'all burn your shit solid. I'll be back on Monday. High noon. Till then. Bye. Can deal with me.